Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking their mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner. Firstly, by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Rhys James.
Hi, Lloyd.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, do you know what? Absolutely fine. Just getting on with life.
Oh, yeah. How's it treating you?
Really good.
Is it?
Yeah. Watching TV. I've been reading the Financial Times a bit more recently.
Why is that?
My girlfriend gets it for the culture. So that's...
Wait, so for the culture section of the paper? That's not like a phrase, like for the vibes?
Yeah, yeah. She gets it for the culture.
Do it for the culture. For the culture.
She doesn't read it.
She does it for the finance culture. Yeah, and it's a great paper to walk around with under your arm and be taken seriously.
Yeah. Anyway, so what have you been doing, Rhys?
I did a corporate in Guernsey for the Certified and Chartered Accountants of Guernsey.
Nice.
FYI, they probably read the Financial Times.
Oh, definitely. 100%.
It was actually good fun.
I don't think I've been to Guernsey. I've never been to Guernsey a few times.
Before. Yeah, it's quite good to do a financial corporate in a tax haven. Quite interesting. A lot of easy gags.
Can't charge VAT though, can you?
A lot of easy gags. Oh, I did.
You legally can't.
No, I think Guernsey's different to Jersey. Jersey's more... There's no fast food in Guernsey.
In what way?
So they really pushed this idea. It was mental. So I was trying to do all this research about Guernsey, but you don't have to because everyone just says it to you. So they were all on Guernsey. Anyway, they...
What? How do they speak?
Oh, on bloody Guernsey. No, they all just spoke pop like that. They spoke like this. They just said,
like
yes, on Guernsey.
Little...
They said, oh, yes, on Guernsey. They're all rich and posh.
Yeah,
house prices are like central London. It's mental.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, there's two property markets, one for existing residents and one not. And it's double the price if you're not an existing resident. It's mental.
Producer Faye is nodding. Did you know that? That is insane.
Guernsey fan. Yeah,
I
exactly.
I didn't know that.
So basically, there's no like McDonald's and stuff like that, and they all bang on about it like it's some sort of special thing. It's just because the population's not big enough to justify the franchise. So the franchise, you have to think it for to open a McDonald's franchise, it has to be in an area with 100k population minimum, and there isn't that. But they all are like, there's no chains here. They've got fucking Superdry. So who doesn't have a Nando's but has a Superdry? What kind of behaviour is this? There's Costa's, there's Starbucks. I mean, it's nonsense, but they all tell this story of like, oh yes, and at the airport at Gatwick, I buy a McDonald's and bring it back on the plane for my children. And you go, well...
It's cold.
Who gives a shit?
What, it's going to be cold.
It's not that big. Yeah, but anyway, they also have special Guernsey cows, Guernsey cattle.
Heard of them.
And they bang on about this milk and this golden butter.
Did you have
and
it?
And how brilliant it is. No, I had an exchange in a coffee shop with someone because I ordered an oat flat white because I'm from London. And they looked at me. So, well, this woman looked at me in this coffee shop like I had just wiped my ass with the Guernsey flag.
Had you?
Well, she did then say, oh, you've got to have the... She said, have you heard the Guernsey cow? You've got to have the Guernsey milk.
Have you heard of lactose intolerance?
Well, that's what I said. I said, I can't drink milk. And she went, what's the worst that could happen? I said, well, shit myself. What kind of question is that?
Have you got a flag?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't see a flag
it's
nearby.
It's a good routine.
And
really?
She said, it will be worth it, genuinely.
Really?
Yeah, and it
so
was.
So it did happen. You did.
I didn't try the milk. I tried the butter the next day. I'll tell you what it tasted like.
Butter?
Yeah, normal butter.
Have you been to the Isle of Man?
Yep.
Do you know
did an Isle of Man corporate recently.
I did.
We
yeah.
can't get booked in England.
What? we're like Keys and Grey.
We are the new Keys and Grey.
Keys and Grey.
But we can't even make it to fucking Qatar. We can't even make
would
it to UAE. So we've got to go to Guernsey.
Who have we got on the podcast today, please, Rhys?
Emily
James.
Dean. Dino.
Dino? Is that what
we've
you call
Dino.
Her?
Yeah, I'll try it out. See how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, you won't.
You think she's a Dino?
Yeah, I think Emily embraces culture. So
in the email that she sent us, she said,
boys.
Hello, boys, and then brackets, maybe that's a bit too 90s ladette, which I very much enjoyed.
Very girly show.
Very
hello,
much,
boys.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Hello,
well,
boys.
What questions you got for me today, then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She doesn't speak like that.
It's the sort of email start I'd expect from Tom Allen.
Go on, you can do.
Oh, God, Tom Allen. Oh, of course. Come on. Hello, boys, on the football podcast.
The football podcast?
Yeah, this is the football podcast.
It's comedy.
It's a fuck. It's a comedy podcast. I keep forgetting.
It's a comedy podcast.
Are we supposed to be funny on this?
We talk about football. Emily, I've known Emily for a little while. A lot of friends in common. She's a lot of friends with comedians.
Yeah.
A lot of friends. Yep. She's friends with a lot of comedians even.
I met her on Zoom.
Oh, did you? I met her at Catherine Ryan's house over a pizza.
It's just non-stop name drops.
Sorry, yeah.
Here I am, name dropping Zoom.
And here
Lloyd
I
comes
am.
In and tops it with Catherine Ryan.
Catherine Ryan's house.
Arguably less famous than
Catherine
Zoom.
Ryan wasn't even there.
What the hell? What are you doing?
Me and Emily were ransacking Catherine.
House-sitting.
House-sitting, yeah. For her dog, which we will hopefully talk about later on. A big football fan, though. Like, really big.
Gooner.
Big Arsenal fan.
Big old Gooner.
Yeah, huge Arsenal fan. Has been going, well, we'll find out how long she's been going, but yeah, it's we've been trying to get Emily on for ages, and all we had to do was just message her, and she was like, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll have some fantastic ideas for how to run that piece of shit club a little bit better.
And if you want to hear more of Emily, you can listen to it on a Saturday morning on Absolute Radio.
Yeah, or a podcast.
Or a podcast. Or
but actually, don't do that. Listen to her on this one now.
And then we'll plug all the stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
Here is the episode.
Joining us this week on Fit and Proper is broadcasting royalty.
Absolute royalty.
Absolute radio royalty. Is that what you meant by that?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, yeah, absolute royalty.
Absolute royalty. Is that what you're
No, I didn't
at?
Even mean
you
to do
mean
that.
To do
no,
it.
I didn't mean to
he
do that.
He never knows when he's doing a joke. That's
I never know when
Lloyd.
I'm funny.
He never knows. He doesn't understand how he's funny.
It's
and not often
no. Yeah, but look, as you just seen then.
It's always an accident. Sometimes he will stumble upon something that makes some
wow,
sense.
Well done.
If there's a proper comedian on hand to translate it.
Let's keep that in the edit.
That will be
I don't like absolute royalty, though. It sounds like what a black cab driver would say. It's shouting at you, insulting you. You absolute royalty.
Royalty. Yeah.
I'm not having that.
We didn't finish the intro. Here's Emily Dean. She is certainly radio royalty. Frank Skinner, big football fan.
Author. Mm. Podcaster.
Yeah. Podcaster. Walking the Dog podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk dogs on that podcast, I believe.
I do.
Yeah, and you talk.
I talk. We walk and talk. It's a bit like the West Wing.
Yeah.
But with dogs.
But
slightly
less
pressure. The West Wing with dogs. Is that how you pitched it when you were first doing it?
Pretty much. And you know, they went for it. I think the West Wing would have been vastly improved with dogs.
If they were walking dogs the whole time. Well, you never, it's often sort of shoulder shots, isn't it? The West Wing. So we don't know that they're not walking dogs.
Well, you know, that's one of my other obsessions, other than Arsenal, is presidential dogs. Dogs
really?
That have been in the White House. Yeah. I know them all.
Right, okay, so...
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, right, we're going back.
No, that's the president. Sorry, you've got very confused here, Emily. That was the president.
Ronald Reagan was... It didn't work out with his dog. It's a bit of an unfortunate story.
What do you mean, didn't I don't work
know.
Out with his dog?
Oh, it's tricky. He wasn't a big dog fan. And this is the problem with some of the presidents.
They're forced dogs.
They have to get dogs for the optics. Yeah. Because Donald Trump, of course, famously, as you'll obviously know, was the only president without a dog. Because he refused. He's, you know, he's talked about them a lot. He doesn't like them. And he always said things like, he died like a dog.
Yeah.
He's not a fan of dogs. Whereas, that's why I knew Obama was going to be all right when he got the two Portuguese
water dogs.
Yeah.
Oh. What were their names?
Do you know, Lloyd, you've really gone up in my estimation.
Lloyd's desperately trying to get a booking on Walking the Dog podcast.
Well, no, basically...
making a play for it.
My other half wants a dog, and I have allergies. But a Portuguese water dog, and that's the reason why the Obamas got it. I think one of the daughters has an allergy, is that right?
Sasha, yeah.
Sasha has an allergy, so they had to get a Portuguese water dog. So we're looking at potential dogs, and I'm like, well, what about Portuguese water dogs? And my other half's like, absolutely not, we're getting a corgi. Absolute royalty.
But you're corgi.
Absolute royalty.
I like that she wants to get a corgi. Yeah, it's a bit 1953. Mm.
She's
royal.
Very 1953.
She's quite posh.
Well, I've met her, but in fact, you've had previous with my dog, Lloyd. Do you remember this?
I do, yes. Your dog that looks the same front and back. That's not horrible
what
to say.
Right, but Lloyd, as far as sentences go, after I've heard the phrase, with no context, you've had previous with my dog, for you to follow that with looks the same front and back, the anecdote that's going to follow is unbroadcastable.
There was the photo that you put on Instagram where you were like, I'm not entirely sure if this is the front or back of my dog.
Yeah, he's got, what's wrong with that?
No,
yeah.
No, it's great.
And he's got ombre sort of highlights.
Yeah.
I mean, people do say, do you get them professionally done? To which I say, no further questions at this time.
Yeah. They're done by an amateur. I get an intern to do
it. My dog's called Raymond, and I will bring us into football a bit, because people say, who's he named after? And there is a slightly emotional, lovely, heartwarming story, completely unsuitable for this podcast.
Okay.
But
it's a shame.
One of the inspirations, there was a little bit inspired by the Romford Pelé there as well.
Mm. Oh. So your dog Raymond is named after Ray.
There's
Raymond
partially Ray Parler.
I never think of him as a Raymond.
He doesn't Ray either. Parler.
Not your dog.
Oh no, I only
think of him as a Raymond.
I don't think he'll ever be a Raymond.
Raymond Parler. He's not. He's Ray.
Ray.
He's Ray. You can't listen to him on TalkSport and go, well, Raymond has some opinions this morning.
I think going forward,
everybody loves Raymond. Of
instead
course.
Of being called the Romford Pelé, just call him Raymond.
Raymond.
Emily Dean, you are an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
How long have you been an Arsenal fan?
All my life.
All your life. From birth?
No, not from birth. I grew up in North London.
Yeah.
And it was kind of
the
a weird.
Absolute metropolitan elite. Out of touch.
Again, another potential name for the club.
Yeah.
North London Liberal Elite.
The Liberal Elite.
Lovely. Liberal Elite. Let's go with that. I grew up in North London and it was a weird thing because my dad wasn't into football.
No.
And I had a sister. So we weren't sort of a football family. But I liked it. I really liked it. I used to watch Grandstand and I loved these men with the tashes and
yep.
Oh, I loved it. I just thought there's something that really lured me in about it. And the kids, our neighbours, I think they were called the Blurton Joneses, which, you know, mean streets
North
of Highgate.
Very North London.
Very
North London.
Liberal elite,
the Blurton Joneses. We're going to take a flan round to the Blurton Joneses.
And I can remember they supported Leeds,
ooh,
which was quite an interesting one. This would have been sort of early 80s, but I think it was still the glory days. They were probably yeah. living off in the 70s. And my dad was quite a purist about this. And he said, oh, I don't think that's right that the Blurton Joneses are supporting Leeds. You know, they live in North London. You can't do that. You can't just pick it like that. So that must have stuck in my head that it's not the sort of Euro Millions numbers. You either inherit it, and Frank Skinner, yeah. who I work with, has incredibly strong views on this. You inherit it from a parent, or it's your local team. That's it.
And was Arsenal the closest
yeah.
team?
So yeah. it was the well, or Tottenham, but obviously that ooh, wasn't going
to
happen.
I'll just throw that in there, or Tottenham. I mean, you need a tape measure. Like,
well, I went to a drama school called Anna Sherds because I was a child actor.
Right.
And very bad one, actually. And I went to, no, I was awful. I was really bad. You know, when you look back and you think, oh, I wonder what that would be like. And I was terrible. But anyway.
You were terrible.
Yeah,
all the
I was really bad.
By.
But the school was incredible. Right. It was this incredible place called Anna Sherds. And all the kids from Grange Hill were there. I think people like Kathy Burke and
really?
Pauline Quirk and Linda Robson had gone there. And so me and my sister, we were the only sort of Blurton Jones type kids, if you like, there. So me and my sister
they've
went there
genre.
And used to take our sort of school uniforms off before we went in there because we thought, oh, this isn't, the optics aren't great here. And my parents sent us there more as a kind of middle class media experiment. But anyway, they were so lovely, the kids, and we all got on really well with them. But they were such mad Arsenal fans that was part of the sort of warm-ups and the exercise
oh, really?
Was singing Arsenal songs very aggressively. And so the idea
this is
of me.
Propaganda. You can't do that.
But also, I couldn't exactly. Imagine if you'd have suddenly heard my lone voice going, oh, when the Spurs come on you.
I would love that.
No.
I would love to hear that. I'd love to hear more of that. In fact, that would just be on a loop. Most of this episode will be that on a loop now.
It's your new ringtone.
That is, yeah, absolutely.
So that was it. I was always Arsenal. I was always. But it was interesting because if I'm completely honest, I think partly the reason I started getting into it was not for very pure motives. It was slightly, I'd worked out at my primary school that it was quite a good sort of route into friendships with boys because I liked being friends with boys.
Yeah.
But that was it sometimes.
You preached to the choir.
I didn't want an agenda.
I
so
get
it was
it.
Like, it was kind of a, it was, an, it was a handy way in because
yeah.
they'd think, they'd just say football and that was it.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, this is good. I'm accepted. It was a hall pass and I can hang out with them.
Can you remember the first game you went to?
Disappointingly, I don't have the sort of Nick Hornby fever pitch. I was never the same after that summer.
Really?
That's something I'm lacking and it's always, but you know, and I could lie, but I don't. I choose not to. Because everyone always
it.
Has the big story, don't they? And then I came back and I said to my dad, that's it. I'm Arsenal forever. That did not happen to me. Because I was sort of more infiltrating for cynical reasons to
yeah.
try and befriend boys, mm. it was a bit more hazy. Oh, yeah, I'll come along to that game. What I do remember very vividly is the time when I realised I was a football fan. Because prior to that day, I don't think it had ever occurred to me that I was a proper football fan. And I think we were watching, I remember very vividly, we were playing Wimbledon. So I must have been a football fan to be at that fixture. And it was raining, it was like February. And we lost. And I remember it was Dean Holdsworth. I mean, it's a
Dean
real glamour fixture.
Wow.
And I remember leaving feeling really angry and upset and depressed.
Lovely.
And I thought, oh, this is what it's like. It's quite horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not nice. You don't go for enjoyment. No. You go to feel really horrible, upsetting emotions. And I didn't leave with a happy heart. And I thought, oh, okay, I think I am a fan now. And that was it.
Was that at Highbury?
That was at Highbury, which is difficult because obviously I know I don't want to be one of those, you know, it is a bit old cab driver. So it's not the same. It's not the same, but it's not the same. I've never felt that affection.
Worse?
Do you?
It's different at Spurs because it's not the same as White Hart Lane, but the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is the best stadium in the world. So it's a bit different.
The Enorma Dome.
To the Emirates.
What do you, so as a Spurs fan, what do you prefer, White Hart Lane or the new White Hart Lane? Three, two.
I guess White Hart Lane, but only because.
The original.
But
that's
only because. Yeah. So I love the new White Hart Lane. And it is obviously the right decision, and they've done such a good job atmosphere-wise. If we could just score a goal, then the atmosphere would be brilliant in there, I imagine. But the old White Hart Lane, I was a child.
You were.
So it's like, of course, any memory, when you're any memory, anything that's nostalgic is better. Of course it is.
Yeah. What's this?
Breaking news, Lloyd and Rhys. We've just been told that Emily Dean is now the new owner of Arsenal Football Club. More as we have it, but just to confirm that breaking news, Emily Dean is now the new owner of Arsenal Football Club.
Bloody, how much did that set you
back?
Wow. That must have cost a fair pretty penny.
Well done.
With how Arsenal are doing. What? How much did it cost you?
Well, I have to tell you this. I'm so excited about what you've asked me to do because I have fantasized for a long time about owning a football club. I don't just want to be a manager. That's a mug's game.
Agreed.
I want to own it. But when I was younger, there was a thing called daydreaming, which you may be too young to know what that is, but it was pre-mobile phones. And what we did,
I genuinely thought it was a TV show.
With our time.
Is that an app?
We daydreamed because we didn't have phones.
Mm.
And daydreams were great. You could
Would
do them anywhere.
Rest your chin on your hand and stare out the window, sort
yes.
of stuff. Yeah,
I look like a stock shot
I've
from Getty Images.
Shows. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A woman looking pensive. And
thinking about
you did it on
up.
Trains. You did it when you were waiting for people. You could daydream. Sometimes taking a comfort break in the bathroom, you could even daydream. One of my most consistent daydreams, and this is genuinely true, did involve a slight fantasy of me being a bit of a Karen Brady figure. And I loved the idea of having an authority role at a football club. But the daydream, I'm not going to lie, I didn't get that involved in the admin and the paperwork. It was mainly me at press conferences with an amazing blow dry. And I'd be saying quite dramatic things. I'd be saying things like, I will turn this club around. And there would often be no further questions after that. And I'd flounce off very dramatically.
No one's asking how.
No. I would just come out.
I will turn it around. Goodbye.
I was more sort of like an apprentice candidate was the way I was.
Just, in this press conference, you've mentioned the blow dry. Nothing about what you're wearing. What are you wearing in this press conference? Oh, is it power play?
Classic 80s red power suit.
Red power suit. Yeah. Love it. White shirt?
No shirt necessary.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So, excuse
very
me.
Very Sharon Stone.
No, there's no further questions. Yeah. God.
But you are now the new owner of Arsenal.
Right? Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's great. Can we just ask, how did you afford it? Like, what's?
I love the idea that you'd be interviewing like Stan Kroenke and going, that's great.
So how did you get the money together?
That's great. How did you?
I have some friends who were very helpful.
Saudis?
They've asked
Jonathan
me.
Ross.
No comment. They've asked me not to. We kind of have a bit of a saying in our family organisation.
It's an organisation.
Which
I like
is
this, like a mob.
Keep your mouth shut and don't rattle on your friends.
Okay.
So I won't be revealing their names. I think they'd prefer that I didn't, but they were incredibly helpful. There have been some other people who've been very helpful. All my subscribers are OnlyFans.
That's great.
Yeah.
And obviously
Fair
Elon,
enough.
Without whom.
OnlyFans.com/no shirt required. I think is the...
Can we do an OnlyFans where it's just really disappointing and it's me just reading out very obscure Arsenal facts, specifically about the George Graham years?
You joke about it. Yeah, you can do that. There would definitely be at least 30 subscribers. That would, I think, ASMR.
I think that Arsenal fans are sort of big on the internet, aren't they, and sort of rigging online polls. They're obviously going to rig you to the top of the OnlyFans chart.
Excuse me?
Did you not know this? You don't know this about Arsenal. Too busy daydreaming. Get yourself online. You'll know what I'm talking about.
The club is in a good position at the moment. Do you know what I mean?
At the time of recording. Never been better.
I'm more in love with my team than I've ever been. It's definitely the most cohesive we've looked for, I'd say, 20 years. Would you not agree with that?
Invincibles was what, 2006?
Not publicly, I wouldn't.
So I would say, I think we look like a bit of class right now. But don't you think we've got our mojo back now?
Yeah.
And that's because we don't have, no offence, Reese, but we've slayed the egos. Mikel has slayed he's an ego slayer.
So are you, can
we
I
play
ask,
as a unit now?
Are you keeping
what,
as...
I just want to clarify why...
You said no offence.
Sorry to say this, Reese. No offence, Reese. We've slayed the egos. Mm. Is that a personal attack on me?
I'm talking about your team. We don't build our team around sort of monster goal scorers. We don't do
that
anymore.
No, you don't bother with goal scorers at Arsenal. You just...
We don't need to because we have playmakers, we have grafters, we have chasers, we have facilitators.
Oh, these are great words.
There's a few words I could chuck in as well, but I won't because we want this to be broadcastable stuff.
Classy.
We don't want a libel suit.
As the new owner, and sorry, what's your title at Arsenal now that you've taken over? Are you giving yourself a title? Are you the owner? Are you the CEO? Are you the chair?
Yeah, it's Koo.
Chief Operating Officer.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you keeping Mikel Arteta as the manager of Arsenal Football Club?
I mean, I know people would expect me to shake things up a bit.
Yeah.
But come on. That man is poetry in a black cashmere zip up. From Prada.
Is it Prada?
Do you wear Prada?
I don't know. He's Spanish, though.
Do you know, I think it's Uniqlo.
So it's a good bet.
I think it's Uniqlo.
Oh, do you think he keeps it real?
I think he keeps it real, but also I think it's a very European, even though it's actually famously Japanese, isn't it? But I think it's a kind of thing that a lot of Europeans wear is Uniqlo.
There's no
what
way
I like,
Uniqlo.
Yeah, he doesn't do a jean though, Mikel. Unlike Pep, and what I love is Pep was his mentor, but he's broken away a bit because
slacks.
I think Mikel is more sort of dad on the school run, maybe. Cheekily giving you a little eye through the window of the Range Rover. Nothing dodgy.
It'll be blacked out the window. Like you ain't seeing his eye.
Pep is more a sort of, he's got more rock and roll. He's got more of the roadie. But not like like Maroon 5 or something he'd be the roadie for, Pep.
I don't think he's the...
What, are you just, do you buy this, do you mean just he occasionally wears a hoodie?
He wears a jean, he might have a belt buckle hanging down. He's a bit of stubble.
Yeah, sometimes. I will say for Pep, for a while, he's not been doing it so much this season, but for a while he was wearing those...
The grey jumper.
Merino wool jumpers,
yeah.
But with a T-shirt line in it that never changed, which meant it must have been sewn in.
It was attached.
Which is a disgrace.
We had those in the 90s.
It is a disgrace. You cannot get away with those anymore.
And they sometimes have tails attached at the bottom when you want them to hang out.
Oh,
but he does
gross.
Wear... I would say with Mikel, I tell you what Mikel looks like. Arteta basically looks like his area manager, Reese. And that's no bad thing.
Area manager, R-E-I-S-S.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He's a Reese area manager.
Yeah.
Mikel Arteta looks like, and I think I've said this on another podcast, but I think it's my own word, so I'm allowed to say it. He looks like the kind of person that you will see stock image in a picture frame that you get from a shop. Like, his hair is immaculate.
Yeah,
he looks great.
I think he looks like Playmobil salsa instructor.
Yes.
Did you see him on our documentary? Oh, I've seen
the documentary.
I loved his inspirational team talks. I saw yours as well. Maybe we can compare notes.
Oh,
which one
lovely.
Did you prefer, Lloyd? Did you see both?
I definitely preferred the Arsenal one, actually.
Funnily enough, I like the Spurs one.
They might lose to Norwich. They might lose to Norwich. They could go and lose to Norwich. You never know.
The Wrexham one. If you're...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, lower league.
I saw some of... Have you seen that one?
Grimsby one in that.
Yeah. What are the first things you're doing as COO of Arsenal Football Club? I know you said like people expect you to make major changes, But how are you stamping your authority? What are you doing? Are you changing the kit sponsorship? Do you know what I mean? Are you changing the food? What's the first thing that you're going to go, oh, wow, Emily Dean means business?
Well, the kit, it's got to go.
No shirt required. That's your catchphrase.
I didn't say that.
No shirt required.
I did not say that.
Arsenal are playing in skins.
This is not some Chippendales thing. We're going bow ties and cuffs.
Mikel Arteta would look great in that, though. Yeah. He looks like he's come straight from Magic Mike.
You can leave your hair
off. They should be wearing hats, but fair enough. Go on.
Imagine if I made them all come out like that.
Bucket hats.
Maybe day up. No,
just a captain's armband. And I'm not telling you where that's going.
And a little penny.
And a little bit of Chanel 5.
No, I'll tell you what. Red, it's a challenging colour to wear.
Wow. This
I know.
Oh, my
really
God.
I know.
What am I hearing?
This is interesting. Come on.
Looking too casual, Arsenal.
You're getting... Are you getting rid of red?
Red suits few people.
Okay.
Particularly in the winter months. No one benefits from red. Okay. It's a very difficult colour to wear. I'd say there's probably 18% of the population that can carry that colour off well.
Yeah.
I fear it doesn't look great in also leisure wear.
Right.
Or athleisure wear. So a sweatshirt, I've got to be honest, Rhys, you have good colours. Your tonality is superior to ours. A blue sweatshirt is great. You can't go wrong. Red sweatshirt, Tory MP at a jumble sale. I would also say red. When you say reds, I think Liverpool. I think Man United.
Right.
If I'm honest, right. I think they've taken ownership of that colour.
Of the reds.
I don't want to be the red pretender anymore.
So what's going on, Emily?
What type of pretender do you want to be?
It's going to be pink.
Wow. Are you saying North London is pink? Is that what you're going to get at? North London
I think,
is
listen,
good.
Hear me out.
This is good.
It's already up. We've already got a third
waist.
Kit.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Lovely. Yep.
It's selling very well, apparently.
Business brain on.
Do you like that I know that?
Very Karen Brady.
I've already invested in one. When I say invested, I bought one.
Yeah.
Children's size, a bit cheaper.
Large child or like small child? Like,
how
do you
dare you? No,
as I said that, I just thought I don't know how I reverse out of this.
Can we call this podcast large child?
Large child or small child?
No, but do you know that I am a bit large child?
No, but it's in like
an
do you know?
Extra youth.
But there's in like they've got different like they've got.
Can I tell you what I go for? Age 14 to 16.
Lovely.
Right.
We get out of that.
So. Pale pink suits everyone.
Yes.
It's a way of separating the I think it sorts the men from the boys in that. No,
boys
because any man that can wear pink is the kind of man I want at my club.
Do you think?
Any that man that says, I'm not wearing pink, I don't want you.
I think I maybe disagree with this, that a higher percentage of the population can pull off pink than red.
100%.
Yeah, I think so.
What percentage of the population do you think are easily pulling off pink?
84.
What?
Large percentage.
84?
I've never seen someone in a pink item and thought, I don't like that. Everyone, pink is forgiving. Our producer is wearing
Faye
it
is
today.
Wearing pink right now.
She's got a dog on
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
That is literally you on brand. It's like Faye's wearing your merch.
Why do you think I agreed to do this? So I think I want everyone. I'm also going to extend that to your club suits as well.
Oh, lovely.
Pink suits.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Pink suits. And wow. They can't wear a t-shirt underneath. I don't like that look. It's a bit,
no
I work
t-shirt
in PR.
Required.
I don't like the t-shirt with the suit look.
So what do they have to wear? They have to wear a full suit shirt.
Oh, proper shirt, pink shirt, and maybe a big thick Windsor knot with a pink tie.
So fully pink. Everything's
yes.
pink.
Mr. Blobby.
No, not Mr. Blobby. No, more okay. sort of Mr. the Blobby. Cut will be more sort of new faces in the 70s.
Oh, right, yeah.
But, so pink, entirely pink kit.
Do you think there's a chance this will deter players from signing, some players?
No, it's the players you want, apparently. No,
it's the players we want. Thank you. Lloyd, you're getting on board, and I like that. There might even be a role for you.
On the board. I'm getting on board onto the
getting
board.
Getting on the
board. I didn't say that.
Hey-o.
So are you changing any, like, is all the branding going to become pink?
Okay. I'm also going to get rid of... You may be familiar with our font. And obviously, I'm not talking about the generalised Premier League font, which we all have to subscribe to. I mean, that's a whole other thing because it's horrible. But I'm talking about the Gothic font that we use for non-Premier League games, which is a bit sort of goth energy drink meets death metal.
Yeah.
In fact, I heard someone
Kerrang.
It's very Kerrang. 1998 Kerrang.
I think I heard someone once said something like, "Are you William Shakespeare?" Did he write?
Love it.
But I love that that's the only person they can
the
cite,
who
they can associate. It's not even the right period.
From the past, yeah.
But so I want to get rid of all Gothic fontage.
Sure.
That's gone.
That's fair enough.
I also have
Comic
an issue.
Sans?
We're gonna
Lloyd. You might as well have just asked, "What size child are you?"
Yeah, I mean, for the listeners,
based on Emily's face,
we will be going.
You, honestly, Emily's you're off the board,
eyes.
I think.
Wow.
And no, possibly American typewriter.
Yeah, I love American typewriter.
I like it because it's a bit kidnappers' note, and it just looks a bit menacing, which I think
Definitely.
Might
wanted poster
worry people.
Also, as well, I think that if you came out of the tunnel and the opposition saw you had like typewriter's font, and they'll be like, "What is going on here?"
Yeah.
What can you imagine what, these pink shirts with American typewriter font?
Exterior, Emirates, day. That's what I'm expecting to read. That's what every programme should start with.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you.
Sorry, no. I'd still like a place on the board.
So the crest.
Okay. Oh, are you changing the crest?
Yes.
Okay, great. What are we going? So getting rid of the
I didn't like the rebrand. I like the original crest. So we had our crest. I think it changed around, would have been sort of early 2000s, was it? It was around Wenger's time, maybe?
Roughly, yeah.
But basically, it was a bit Gothic font before, and it was fine. It had the old, you know, the Latin motto, which we'll get to. But then they went for a rebrand, and it looks a bit Team Insignia, Team Ignite. It looks a bit Apprentice Team Ignite.
Yeah, synergy.
We can't be the crest idea, and I think you'll find it is very in keeping with the specifications you specified. It's a bit that.
Got you.
It does, yeah. It feels a bit basic. It reminds me of sort of like a new American franchise team.
Do you know, it's what David Brent would sort of commission that letterhead, wouldn't he, as a rebrand. It's not, and the original crest, I was a big fan of that.
When you say about the original crest, I've got a couple of...
Well, there are a couple. We've changed it. So we've got the... I'm thinking of... There was one... We had the Latin motto. So, yeah.
The Latin motto,
the one
which
with
is...
the cannon, where it looks like it's almost a bit Christmassy.
Yeah, it does look quite Christmassy.
Very Christmassy.
Coat of arms underneath.
And we have our motto. Are you familiar with our motto, boys? Victoria?
No shirt required, was
Victoria
it?
Victoria Concordia Crescit. Because obviously I live next door to the Blount Joneses, so I know my C's are hard. Yeah.
So Victoria, so Concordia, Crescit.
Victory grows through harmony. I might be changing that.
Yeah.
I think we all know the
rubbish.
Truth is, all right, odere est facere, is it?
Ours?
To dare is to do. To
is dare. It though?
Well, we're not daring. Have you seen how we play? We're not daring or doing. And so the motto holds up.
Yeah, so what were we saying? I was talking about the Latin. Yeah, victory through harmony. Sorry.
But you want to change it.
Well, I like it, but how realistic is it? I mean, it is true of us at the moment, in fairness.
It is true.
It is true of the way we're playing.
Like the Beatles song, Come Together.
Yes.
I guess you are like, come together.
I mean, it's just saying teamwork.
But you still need to pay these people. So victory through cash.
Okay.
That's what you want to go
for. Does anyone know the Latin for cash?
Do you know it?
All I remember was it Argent? No, I know it was Argentum or something. I remember Caecilius counting money. Do you remember Caecilius?
Faye is nodding. Are you allowed? Do you know about Latin?
I know about Latin. Caecilius.
Did you not learn about Caecilius?
Do you know who's?
He was a banker.
Do you know what Caecilius's canus was called?
I do.
What you're saying?
Oh, go on. Oh.
Cerberus.
Yeah.
Everyone in this room. Am I being gaslit? Everyone in this room is nodding. As if I should know this. What's happening? What is happening?
The slave boy, Grumio, was it?
Grumio, yeah. Grumio, then obviously famous.
What's this podcast about?
Sorry.
Latin dogs.
This is basically turned
President's
into
Latin
Boris
dogs.
Johnson remembers his school days. Oh, do you remember Grumio?
Anyway. You know, when I thought
Pecunia.
About this podcast,
Pecunia. Oh my God, did you know that?
No, I just, when I said Grumio, I was like, was it
Pecunia? Pecunia is money.
Is that money?
So I thought this podcast might not be that accessible to everyone because it's about football. This is not the reason I thought it would be hard to get on board with.
Victoria,
because we speak only in Latin.
Victoria, Concordia, Pecunia.
Caecilius died at the end of the... It was really
harrowing. No, don't spoil it. I've clearly not read it. I've just made... Oh, unbelievable.
There's a volcano.
What?
Yeah, it kicks
he
off.
He dies at the end, and my classics teacher cried. And she said, Caecilius est mort.
Emily, that is maybe the most unrelatable sentence I've ever heard in my life. My classics teacher cried.
Where was your classics teacher? At school? Who is it? The Winworth Joneses? Who is it? Your neighbours again?
Can I say, I'm coming across, I don't want to come across as completely unrelatable.
No, this is really relatable.
Can I just say something? One of the other things I want to do at the club, so I'm going to firstly do, so what would the Latin be? I'm not going to look to you. You're going to be useless. You don't even know who Groomy is.
Cassius. So,
Victoria, so Crescit is harmony, I guess.
Crescit.
Crescit is harmony. So Victoria Concordia.
No. Harmony is Concordia.
Okay, cool.
The way it's conjugated is Victoria.
So leave us a review if you're enjoying it. Out of five.
It'll be Victoria Pecunia Crescit.
Yeah, we'll have that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's the Man City way.
I think everyone will be on board with that.
So that's the crest taken care of. The motto.
Crest,
I've got the new
motto,
kit.
Done.
I'm changing the seating as I think I'd maybe signposted earlier, it's going to be a tiered seating, but not according to price, according to what type of fan you are. So amateurs at the top.
Well, how do you define an amateur
away.
Fan? Children.
We will have tests. There will be tests, yeah.
Like You'll Randox
have,
Health.
There will be a test. You will have to take the test.
Well, what's how is the test administered? How does this work?
You will be observed.
Okay, so you
you'll be observed.
Off.
You'll be recorded, and people will watch you. And then I'm going to employ people.
Oh wow! To, it's like CCTV.
Yeah,
kind
CCTV,
of you...
and they'll watch the
so
footage.
So you start in the amateur stand,
and you'll be
and
assigned
vocal,
a seat on the base.
That's brilliant.
Do you start where? Sorry?
Do you start in the amateur stand, and if you are vocal enough, you can move to the proper fan stand.
You can't move.
So it starts.
There's no flexibility.
So where are you being watched? Where are you? You've got to be in the stadium.
You're in the stadium, exactly. But what happens is the current situation, we will have cameras trained on everyone. And then I have a team of people. They'll be watching, assessing you, and they will be reallocating your seat according to how you respond to the game. So they'll be making notes every time you talk.
So is it a one game thing and then it's allocated? Or is it every game you can get reallocated?
No, I will do it. I'm not unreasonable. I'll do it over a period of possibly two games.
Okay.
Okay.
So you get two chances.
Two
you
game
get two
rule.
Chances.
And you get the average of the two games.
It's not a bad thing to be an amateur. It's just you need to sit in your place. Don't you think that's fair enough?
So there's amateurs.
Sounds all
like
a classic
they're at the top in the
there's
in
three
the,
tiers.
There's three tiers. Okay, yeah. And amateurs are at the top?
Amateurs at the top.
What's so your middle tier?
Well, passionate, sort of furious fans are in the middle tier because you can't have them. You can't have them too close.
Okay,
to pitch
you don't
level.
Want rage too close.
You don't want it to all right. kick off.
Amateurs up top, furious, and what's in the middle?
I call
passionate,
it
passionate furious.
It's the Godzillas and the Godzuki fans. So you have a little you know, your Godzuki's at the top,
right?
Your Godzilla's in the middle, and then at the bottom.
Yeah, go on.
Nans, basically.
Nans.
That's nans. Yeah, I think senior citizens should get priority, and I love a nan at a football game.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
But what if you've got a furious...
I never would I have guessed. I thought you wanted all the encouragement.
I want a passionate nan.
Okay,
I'm
so they do have to be vocal.
I'm not talking about a nan sort of saying, you know, I'm not talking about an amateur nan. It's got to be a hardcore nan.
Mm. Back to OnlyFans.
And Grandpa.
Like.
Yeah, but,
God. Oh, God.
Don't you love, though? I think there's nothing greater than an old lady passionately involved in a football game is my favourite thing.
But what if they're so passionate and furious that they're in the middle? Like, where do you differentiate? What about if you've got an amateur nan?
Because I know the difference between a nan who's going to kick off and a nan who's going to keep the party polite.
Not a problem.
Is the catering going to be different in the different tiers to accommodate for the different types?
That's
of
a very good question.
The catering is going to be different anyway.
Okay.
Because it's about £20 for a burger. Mm. We've been slammed a lot for this. Do you know about the Arsenal food? It's not great. Or you go, or at club level, I hear. I'm going to keep this.
That's really subtle, actually. I thought. Emma.
Take that off.
Yeah, now we'll edit that.
So
yeah.
Club level is apparently a bit Lord Farquhard on the catering front. Yeah. It's too extreme. You can't have...
I had the best steak I've ever had at Arsenal.
Yeah, enough to make a classics teacher cry. That's how expensive it is.
It was a lot of pecunia, let me tell you that for nothing. I think is it Marco Pierre White? Does he have he's got a restaurant in, and I got taken by my friend, shout out Man, his name is Man. And he has a season ticket. He got given an extra little bonus thing. We went there and it was one of the best steaks I've ever had.
I did a corporate.
Cannot remember what the
game
was.
At club level in the Emirates.
What did you think?
Oh, wow. I was a Spurs fan.
I made a lot of jokes about Arsenal. It was for the graphic design industry and they didn't understand what I was talking about. I was saying stuff like, well, of course, this venue is available on a Tuesday night, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of trophies in here makes a nice change. Yeah, you know, these sorts of jokes. Rich, obviously, coming from a Spurs fan. And then I left and it was basically the day before transfer deadline day. And I left and was walking out at about 11:30 p.m. round the back to get into this, some Addison Lee car or something that they'd booked, and there were all these kids sat outside and they were all like, oh my god, he must be an agent, because I was wearing black tie, I was wearing a suit, and I was leaving late near transfer deadline. He must be an agent, what's happening? And at the time Aubameyang was playing brilliantly but was rumoured to be leaving, so I just said, look, I'm not supposed to tell you this, boys, but Aubameyang's going to China. And they went, what? No way. So don't worry, I also represent Andy Carroll. He's coming this way. See you in a bit. And they got in the car and they all went ballistic.
You
know, they all went
nuts. If you were going to be an agent, I would imagine you representing Andy Carroll.
Yeah. You've got that look about you. What? The look of Andy Carroll's agent? Quite specific.
The look of someone that's been bullied.
Yeah, here's a question. If Lloyd was going to be an agent, a football agent, who would he represent?
Cesc Fabregas and Raymond Parler. I can see you smoking a big cigar going.
Me, Ray Parler, Mark Noble. Just no nonsense. Tackle from behind.
Don't worry, got a call with Charlton.
Yes. Hey, look, I can get you. Markham. 500 quid a week. They'll got you a flat. All right.
Stadium, dude, the best chip shop you ever had.
Honestly. Quick train up there.
The thickest gravy I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, I had to chew the gravy. It was delicious.
I can't think of any more. You might just have come in. I think most of your clients might have left, do you think? Or
who,
maybe
Lloyd's?
Yeah, no longer with us, perhaps. But maybe
Conor Lloyd
Gallagher,
represents a lot of estates.
Conor Gallagher, maybe I can.
No way! He's with me. Surely that's my style.
I don't know. There's something a little bit. Who would I represent?
Aaron Ramsdale.
Lovely choice.
I can sort of see that.
Ramsdale.
No, I don't know. I think it's a bit
Rob Holding. Ben White, the good-looking Arsenal boys.
I wonder if it maybe or no. I think. What were you going to say? You had some doubts about that.
I'm trying to get my head around this. It's going to take me a while.
I see as more your sort of tricky, your Ronaldos maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think? Yeah, I could see you representing a sort of Eric Lamella type. I could really
tricky.
See you.
And all the
yeah.
things I never expected anyone to ever say.
Just walk into a room going, do not look into Eric's eyes. Okay. Yeah, all right. And the interview's going, Eric, come in.
I think you would represent those sort of slightly tricky South Americans, but the ones who look like they might just murder you randomly.
Yes.
And that to me is Eric Lamella.
Well, that's what another thing
like
I wanted
Tevez.
To come
you could have done a Tevez back
oh
in the day.
I would have been all over a bit of an Aguero as well.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yes.
So I reckon you're the reason Aguero's now Twitch streaming, because you say you've got to adapt, you're injured all the time.
Does
get on
Twitch stream?
He not only did he Twitch stream, I watched a clip of it the other day, and it's him. It's like literally images of current footballers coming up and him guessing their names. He literally goes, like Jack Grealish, who he must have played against, comes up and he goes, oh, there's the boy, James, it's James. And then it says Jack Grealish. He goes, yeah, Greedy. And his name is on the, it's very sweet.
It's the boy one.
Yeah.
Oh. What were we talking about just now? I was gonna say something. Hang on.
You were banging about Latin, I think.
I wasn't.
You are no, an agent was, for footballers. Was it before that? Was it the actual?
I had another thing
podcast.
I was going to introduce.
Catering.
No, we've done catering. There was something else. I'll remember it in a second.
Can I say the supercomputer basically decides as to whether you're fit and proper, and it.
What about that? I've got some other things. Hang on.
Well, no, but we've got a solution. We've got a question, and it's fine that you've got your.
It does bring up some random.
It does
scenarios.
Bring up some random scenarios.
Okay.
This one that the supercomputer has just put up. Okay, let's go. Okay, this is it. Well, this is very interesting. Your most famous supporter dies, and we're talking like Elton John level.
I'm afraid it's Piers Morgan.
Okay, so Piers Morgan has died, and his family have asked that he's buried underneath a centre circle at the Emirates, but without anybody knowing. They offer you £500,000 in exchange for you to do this. What do you do?
It depends what the next fixture is. Quite honestly.
Yeah.
Because I don't, it depends on the fan as well.
Yeah.
There are some fans where I would say, but I mean, £500,000 is a lot of money.
It's Piers Morgan.
What are you saying? So my issue, is it a moral question you're asking me here? Or do I want to avoid the inconvenience?
You just don't want it to make the papers because people are going to be like, well, that's disgusting. Like, we weren't allowed to scatter our nan's ashes by the corner flag where she was...
I strongly suspect Kit Kat would have ignored that rule.
The nan in question used to sit at the front as well, because you made her sit at the front because she's a nan, and she was made sit by the corner, and you won't scatter her ashes there. But
you're Berry...
But Piers Morgan's family has said it is £500,000.
Not even the ashes.
And you've got to dig
up
the sentence.
Hang on, that wasn't in the original question. Reese has just made this.
No, he said
he's
buried underneath. He's buried underneath the sentence. There's no ashes involved.
I mean,
he wasn't cremated.
I don't know.
So it's the actual body.
He doesn't want to get cremated. He wants people to. But this is the thing, you don't want people to know.
Body.
Obviously, there will be a pilgrimage of Piers Morgan.
And he wants to be. And he wants it to be vertical so that his head is, like, the top of his head, his scalp is on the centre circle.
Yeah.
So
he wants to be buried straight down. So that
this
it's exactly
his head is hanging there permanently,
and he doesn't know. He can't decide which way to face, so he needs to be on a kebab spit. So he's constantly rotating under there.
I have heard enough.
You're in?
I've made my decision.
They've got £750,000. They've just realized.
You've just changed their
they've
mind.
Upped it. They've inflation. Upped it.
They've seen how you're acting to this, and they're like, "Well, look, he really wants this."
Yeah.
So they've gone £750,000. That is what 3 weeks' wages for. You know, your high, well, are you? I guess not anymore, but, you know, it's 4 weeks' wages.
Listen,
maybe.
I have morals. I may be a businesswoman,
yeah,
but I have morals and I have standards and I have principles and I won't accept anything less than 1.5.
Sold. Piers
Morgan,
no,
they've got it. They've absolutely got it. They found the money somewhere. That's good. What else are you doing? Are you keeping Gunnosaurus? Is he?
You can't get rid of Gunnosaurus.
Sorry, are they still knocking about?
Well, they tried, didn't they?
They did try.
There was a huge scandal.
They did.
And then Ozil, rather brilliantly, it was really embarrassing.
The Kofi Annan of football.
It was sort of his attempt at a PR move, wasn't it?
To try
redemption
and get the team.
He said, I'm going to save Gunnosaurus. I mean, it was a shocker when that happened. I have always worried a bit about Gunnosaurus, just because he...
Looks sad?
Well, I just think he looks a bit out of shape, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I don't think he's a good role model.
I don't know that I would be that bothered to body shame a dinosaur, but
also I'm thinking about
body shamed an owl in the past. Where's the waist?
I don't think I've ever seen
where's the waist? Yeah, they're
really
all torso. It's like penguins.
Fit in shape mascot.
No,
I think it's weird.
It is
if
strange.
You do see like a really buff.
What
lion.
Is it actually Boilerman?
Boilerman
or
is the only thing.
I prefer to call him Boilerman.
Boilerman
had. I mean, Boilerman was hench.
Washboard.
West Brom.
He was washboard.
Does Boilerman still going?
They're regularly serviced as well, once a year. Had to be, legally.
I wouldn't go that far.
The Grimsby mascot is...
Mighty Mariner.
Marty Mariner.
Mighty Mariner.
Mighty Marty Mariner.
Mighty Mariner.
It's Mighty Marty.
No, he's not Mighty.
I've had a picture with... He had a picture with me, actually.
He didn't know who you were.
He begged.
This was before you did...
He begged me for a picture.
Do you go to the football together?
We have been... I went to a Grimsby match because I was being paid to be there with Lloyd. And Lloyd
we were filming. I don't pay my friends to go to football.
I do.
Okay, yeah, no, that was... I'm not saying that's wrong.
That's true. But the boxes at Grimsby are shit.
How was he at Grimsby?
Well, it was a nightmare because Marty, who's the mascot, would not leave me alone, constantly asking for selfies. He's quite buff, isn't he?
The actual man?
No, he's just a bloke, isn't it? He's not got a pot belly or anything, is he?
But I wouldn't say he's, you know, I mean, he's for a start, he's 7 foot.
Well, exactly.
So I'm not
Who
sure.
Want that
I don't
Tinder?
Know what Mighty Mariner's BMI is.
Marty,
okay?
I think it is.
It's not Marty. Anyway, so
are there any big specific rules you want to impose randomly? Like you know, they've got
absolutely.
To have, everyone's got to have dreadlocks or whatever.
No,
not that.
I'll tell you. No, very not that. We will be the first Premier League club to completely ban any players from who are given to overt display, vulgar displays of wealth. Particularly on social media.
Love this.
So
love this.
There are rules. No car, no gull wings. They're all banned, those kind of cars.
Mm.
You have to have a car that opens in the traditional fashion.
Sure.
It cannot be more than $3,500.
The car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And ideally, I don't want any more than three doors either. That's including the boot.
So everyone's got to have a Ford KA.
Because I want to see you.
2011.
I like the humility of you giving people lifts and having to push the seat back. I think it's good for their souls.
And you'd like them to car share.
Car
They've
share.
Got a car, of course they're car share. Car There's share. Six cars between them.
London
Six
Coleman.
Cars between them.
Now, that's not all. With social media,
yep.
No pictures of you in private jets. You're not getting a private jet anymore. And if you do happen to get a lift from someone, maybe a friend, Ed Sheeran, or, you know, someone like that.
No, excuse me?
A friend, Ed Sheeran, or someone like
that. Well, you might have a pop star friend. Yeah. Okay. You are not allowed to pose with your tongue out and your hands in a backwards V sign. Okay. Right.
The peace sign, I think it's called.
I don't want the peace sign.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that. No monogrammed tracksuits.
Right.
Those are banned. I mean, basically, and no crossbody bags. No head.
Backpacks allowed?
Absolutely not. Carrier bag.
They're good for your
carrier bag.
Carrier bag.
Asda, do you mind
Asda
which?
Asda carrier bag.
Has to be Asda.
Yeah. So what I'm saying.
Very Angelos Epithemio here.
Mm. Yes. What I'm saying is, and I'm also going to be bringing in Neil Warnock, who's a close friend of mine.
Actually, I don't know if you've been serious now.
No.
No. Okay. That's fine.
But he's one of my heroes because he's the last of the old guard. He does represent the old school.
And he's being brought in as manager.
No.
But just to facilitate.
I still want us to win.
He's in charge of the carrier bags.
No, he's like a Bez roll for vibes.
Right.
So he's being brought in just as a reminder.
Does he
just occasionally shout. You'll just occasionally hear him. Yeah, I'll have maracas. And you'll occasionally hear him shouting. Just to be, just as a little reminder of what it could be like.
And he could actually sit in the lower tier because you could mistake him for a nana.
Yeah, he's the old granddad. Exactly. Reese, you're coming on board and I love it.
He looks a bit like
but
a nana.
I think,
welcome on board.
Welcome on board.
On the board.
The banning of vulgar displays of wealth is key to me.
Fine.
Remind me again of your club motto.
Victory through my rules.
Or it was cash.
Almost certainly.
Sorry, but I thought it was cash.
Listen to me.
You don't want vulgar displays of
listen
wealth,
to me.
But victory through
there
cash.
There is a difference between having money and shouting about having money.
But wouldn't you argue a motto is
having,
shouting about
listen
it?
Listen to me. The key.
You got Piers Morgan buried under your centre circle for 1.5 mil on a kebab spit.
No
spinning
one needs
around.
To know that.
No, okay, that's
no
a
one.
Secret.
Okay, I'll change the motto. Victory through hypocrisy.
Perfect.
No one needs
Perfect.
To know.
That's what every motto of every company and
it's
every organisation in the world should be.
But we don't all need to know about it.
Okay.
Okay?
I like it. It goes back to what you said before about getting rid of the egos.
Slay the egos. And I don't care how rich you are. I just don't want... You don't need to tell everyone about it.
Okay, what about if you had a sort of Marcus Rashford scenario where it's sort of very public that he bought his mum an expensive house and then he bought houses for everyone in his family... Would that count as a display of wealth,
or
even
is
though
he,
it has noble
is he sharing
motives,
the wealth?
Or are you permiss?
I think it depends. What would depend on that situation? It's obviously a lovely thing to do. I think you know Michael Owen did that, didn't he? Which
he
is
did,
lovely.
Well, he actually, and then I think bought half of Merseyside.
Oh, did he?
And a bunch of horses.
And a bunch of horses.
What I'm talking about, I don't mind acts of generosity. I'm not banning acts of fiscal generosity towards family members. I'm not a monster.
No.
What I'm banning is bling, essentially.
Mm.
So
ban
it's,
the bling.
I don't.
Victory through cash.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy. the new
cash
motto, sorry.
Ban the showing of the bling.
Yeah, okay. Ban the public bling.
Yeah. That's what it is. Are you understanding it?
So I get it.
You're allowed to just keep it in the bank or do something lovely with the money. Do something low-key.
Mm.
You know, we just... I think it's more that thing that I hate. It's the clothes I have an issue with. I don't like Versace prints and I don't... You know, I think if they're going to wear tracksuits and things. Exactly. Uniqlo's fine.
Well, I agree. Footballers dress like maniacs.
Oh,
all footballers. When they ask those questions to footballers of like, who's the worst dressed? And you go, all of you are dressed despicably.
Aubameyang was... Have you seen Aubameyang?
Yeah, they don't understand clothes.
No, but the reason why
they
dress like this...
Why do they dress like
reason,
this?
The reason why they dress like this is
new money,
you
too much
see
money.
Them. No, I think it's more psychological. They see... People see footballers in mainly one setting where they're all wearing the same outfit. Do you know what I mean? And they're like, well, no, I'm...
I'm more expressive than this. Oh, like, I'm a different person. Like, this isn't who I am. Like, even Jack Grealish wearing small socks, everyone's like, oh, he's expressing himself.
But don't you think? Yes.
Therefore, I think they want to, the outside of it, they're like, this is who I am.
Yeah, but this is who I am.
Are you suggesting this is me?
I am what I am.
And that, you know.
But the who I am is all the same because they all dress, as you say, in like this boohoo style, but with much more in like Gucci and stuff like that. If a footballer came in mm-hmm. in a slim-fitting brown corduroy suit and Doc Martens
would love it.
Every day, they would be completely unique. Unlike
Calvert-Lewin.
Any...
Does DCL dress like
that? Really? Calvert-Lewin.
Calvert-Lewin is the closest.
So cool.
And Hector Bellerin. That's why Hector Bellerin looked so good.
Bellerin. Yeah, Tom Davis.
Bellerin looked amazing. Lovely. Drip.
But you're right.
Tom Davis, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, very
attire.
London Fashion
That's
Week.
That's interesting.
They go
yeah,
for.
There are certain, but they really stand out, the ones that dress well, don't
they're
they?
They're great. I've got a lot
I
of time.
I have to say, your GL, Gary Lineker, impeccable.
That's getting cut. I will not have his name bandied around positively
willy
on this
nilly.
Doll hanger podcast, okay? Until he agrees to come on, we will not praise the man.
Excuse me, no one rocks a powder blue shirt like the GL.
But if you ask me...
Charles Stewart.
No shirt necessary. That's
hashtag ad. We have to say that, I'm afraid.
Got a £15
oh, yes,
pounds
right.
off voucher from them at the moment, if you
oh,
like it.
Oh, clang.
I'll give it to Gary. He'll need it.
The supercomputer is just saying any more for any more, which is, I think, a bit rude. But any
oh, what
more,
have I got? Anything else I'd like to
any
add?
Any more rules that we're going in there? Because we have to put all this into the supercomputer.
Okay, so what have we done? Name of the ground.
Mm. So you're staying at the Emirates?
It's no longer going to be called the Emirates.
Okay, you're staying at the stadium that you currently play at?
And it will now be known, obviously, as the Wenger Dome.
The Wenger Dome.
Wenger Dome. And do you get the Wenger bus to games?
And we get the Wenger boys to play.
Yeah, come on. You should call them the Wenger boys.
I have
the
called
men's
them.
Team.
I have called them the Wenger boys.
The Wenger boys.
And okay. The Wenger
The Wenger boys bus, play at the Wenger Dome and they get there via the Wenger bus. You do not come in a flash car. You car share a Fiat Cinquecento Sporting.
Lovely choice.
But take the Sporting off because you don't want to show off, obviously. Yeah. Anything else?
We'll be wearing pink at all times.
You'll be wearing
times,
pink,
as
yeah.
you know.
The crest has changed. Sorry, the
victory through
Victoria.
Cash. We've worked out there a slight
victory through hypocrisy.
Victoria hypocrisy.
Can you look that up?
Hypocritus.
Victoria hypocrisy crescit.
Yeah.
Yep. We're playing in pink. There are three tiers. You've brought in Neil Warnock as
a vibes coordinator.
Bears vibes.
As a
yeah.
Bears vibe.
You're keeping Gunnosaurus, but you'd like him to shed a few pounds.
You're fat
no, I just would like to put him on a sort of Wenger diet, a healthy yeah. diet. You know, Frank Skinner saw Arsene Wenger once, and he was in a dining area at a hotel, and he was using a knife and fork to cut an apple.
Lovely.
And I thought,
that's exactly
that's
what
why
I,
he
yeah.
was so in shape.
I spoke to
burning
Robert,
the calories while he's doing it.
Yeah. I spoke to Robert Pires
That's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Lloyd, if we could just put Emily's new club through the supercomputer to see. No, seriously. No, if we could just put it through the supercomputer.
He said he went for breakfast with Arsene Wenger.
I think
and
you
I,
should never let him finish this. And every I don't, yeah, episode, I don't know. He's not just say, I spoke to Robert Pires.
I yeah. said, what did you have for breakfast? You know, I had breakfast with Arsene the other day. And I was like, what did you have for breakfast? He went, black coffee and a baguette. And I was like, anything on the baguette? He went, no, just a black coffee.
And a plain baguette.
And a plain baguette. I was like, that is so French.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a cigarette inside the baguette. Right, Lloyd, put the data. Put Emily's okay, data put through the supercomputer. Let's see if she's a fit and proper manager to run this club. We've got a huge SFX budget on this show.
I feel
verdict.
Ill. I feel
stiff. Do you want to read the verdict, actually, Rhys?
Yeah. The supercomputer has obviously analysed everything yeah. from the motto, from the...
colour of the shirts.
From the kebab spit you've got under the ground, colour of the shirt, everything. And decided that you are a fit and proper person to run
well
a football
done.
Club.
Yeah.
Congratulations. One of the few.
Yeah,
one of the few fit
very
and proper
few
people.
Do
yeah.
some people not get it?
Most people go sort of in a more immoral direction than you've gone.
Oh,
but
what
I think,
do they do? Who do they bury under the ground?
Well, if I'm honest, that is the only thing that they've said. They've just said spit, question mark, which I'm not sure.
They agree with the bling thing so much.
Yeah.
Really?
And the car share situation.
The car share,
because
they
it's good
love
for the
that.
Environment.
Very good
for the environment. Good for the youths. Good role models.
Exactly. Good role models. So they're on board with that. Yeah. The displays of wealth.
That's lovely.
So they've congratulations.
That is really good.
Do you know, I feel
they think
really...
the pink thing was quite progressive. I disagree with that.
I think
do you disagree?
That,
I just don't, not, you know, North London is pink. Blech,
I think the fact that you put both us on the board as well has probably helped with
that. That has rigged it. Yeah. We'll be honest, that's rigged it.
Reese is, I love it because he's very old school Spurs. I don't like that pink.
I don't like that pink.
I don't want that pink in my.
Looking a bit casual, boys. I don't like that pink.
And I love the fact that Reese James, a Tottenham fan, is now on the board at Arsenal. So,
corrupted from the inside. Let's spread succession. That.
Can I come to see Grimsby one day?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have you got the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 20 quid.
You'll be, honestly. You'll be just bombarded by Marty, the mascot.
Do we get to have Papa John's?
No. You go to Grimsby at home, and I would love to entertain you. And
God. All right, we got it. This podcast has to end. It has to end.
Yeah. If you want to come to an away game, yeah, we've got Crawley, we've got Wimbledon. We'd
love to entertain you.
Do you serve fish?
Yeah. Oh, we serve fish.
They serve it, they chant it. It's all they talk about.
Yeah. So, Emily, let's sort that out.
Okay.
But for the time being, thank you for coming on Fit and Proper. Well done for being fit and proper. And we'll see you at the Wenger Dome very soon. Good episode.
Emily D.
Lovely episode. Lovely lady.
Lovely lady.
Lovely lady.
Good, fair, reasonable ideas.
I can't believe she's got you on the board of Arsenal. That is insane.
She got me on the board, and I don't know if you noticed, but she changed the Arsenal kit colour to the exact colour of the Financial Times.
That is the original Financial
Times.
I mean, it just works, isn't it, this podcast?
It's just ebbs and flows.
Subliminal. If you want to catch more of Emily, as we said at the very beginning, you can listen to her on her own podcast, Walking the Dog.
Walking the Dog with Emily Dean.
And she also has a very good book that you should also get as well.
Everybody died, so I got a dog.
Everybody died, so I got a dog. So buy the book, listen to the podcast. You can listen to it on a Saturday morning with Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. There you go.
I don't know why we did that with such conviction, as if in any way we were affiliated with Absolute Radio.
And if you're still listening to this, obviously come and see me and the little boy, Reese, on tour.
But just to say on Absolute Radio, if Matt Ford does step down from rock and roll football, me and Lloyd are available.
Yeah, I've already auditioned for it. So thank you for listening.
Well, I'm free.
Please like and subscribe. Please be kind to your friends. We'll see you soon.
Good luck with everything forever.